Hey, welcome to Life, Mood, and Reality. It's been a while, I know it's been a while. But today we're just gonna talk about something for the week, right? Something that can make you start the week on a new note, you know, that motivation that you can just listen in your radio, in your car, and you're just getting good, you know, for the week. And that is from Psalms 23, verse 4. I'm reading from the Message Bible. It said, "Even when the way goes through death valleys, I'm not afraid. When you walk at my side, your trusty shepherd cook make me feel secure." Now, that cook talk about the staff. He said, even when you're going through that death valley, that when it seems to be impossible, that death valley, when it seems to be that there is no coming back from, he said, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. You know, I'm not afraid when I'm going to those challenges. As long as I'm going them with you, as long as I'm going through the process with you, I know that you're not gonna let me astray. You're not going to lead me astray. You're always going to be there for me. And that is an assurance, so much an assurance, because your word speaks volumes. It speaks everything. And I hold on, I cling to it. I hold on so dear to it. Now, still in the Bible, it said, when your trusty shepherd cook makes me feel secure. I'm secured because I know that there is a staff. Then when you point it at that sea, the sea will begin. Death valley. Yeah, part two. So what is that valley that seems to be dead? There seems to be no way. It says, even when you go through it, I'm not going to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. Why don't you have to? Why shouldn't be afraid? Why? Why? Why won't you be afraid? Because it is human impulse to be afraid when they go through dead valleys. But here the Bible is telling us that we should not be afraid. And that simply means that there is someone with you. You know, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fire, but they were not afraid. That is a dead valley. Why? Because there was someone with them. Someone who went to the cross to take our burden so we don't have to carry it. So when there is someone taking the burden, we don't even feel the light of it, because even in the midst of the storm, there is peace. Be still. Dead valleys. So don't be afraid. Walk through it. And this is a word for a week. So when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel down, you feel like everything is just working against you, come on, you can go through that storm. It is just a phase in your life. And you can come out on top. You can come out and you can be victorious, and you can see the light in a whole new dimension. And I promise you that at the end of the day, that dead valley will be like the Red Sea that was parted for the Israelites to walk through. And when you look back to see the challenges, to see the depression, to see the failures coming at you, they won't be able to get to you. Why? Because by the time you get to the land, to the shore, the sea would have been parted back. And they will have no option but to drown. It is a week for you, because they are going to drown. The challenges, the depression. You just have to believe that he who started a work in you is going to finish it. So trust and believe is the word for the week. Dead valleys. And I hope you have a wonderful time. Bye-bye. Hey. Welcome to Dead Valleys, part three. And today we're going to talk about a very important topic, subtopic, "This Too Shall Pass." this too shall pass. And our main text is from 2 Corinthians 4:17 to 18. And I'll be reading from the Message Bible. So we are not giving up. So we are not just giving up, right? How could we? Even though on the outside it often looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without His unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times, the lavish celebration prepared for us. The lavish. There's far more here than meets the eye. The things we see today are here today, gone tomorrow, but the things we can see now will last forever. So it's not that we've given up. You know, how could we? Even though on the outside it often looks like things are falling apart on us. We're not just giving up. We're not. Sometimes we feel like we want to give up, but we're not. Sometimes we meet those dead valleys, and we meet those things that seems to be impossible for us to go the other side, and the other side of happiness, the other side of celebration. It feels as if this is it. This is where it ends. This is all where it ends, and nothing else can move forward. It's not just we're giving up. How could we give up when we have so much in stake in us? It often looks as if we're falling apart on the outside, but on the inside, on the inside of us, God is making new life. God is making new things. God is making things happen. God is preparing us for the greater calling, for the greater blessings ahead. So don't give up yet. Don't give up. Don't give up yet. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. It's not. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporal, but what is unseen is external. 2 Corinthians 4:8. So our eyes is on the things that not of this word, but we feel it. We have the hope, but we believe this word that is coming to us, and we know that the trials and the temptations and the tribulations that we face is only temporal. So that pain you feel right now, that pain, if you're listening to this podcast, that pain you feel right now is temporal. Do not make a temporary solution become permanent simply because you've gotten to the stage where you say, oh, well, I think this is my life now. It's not your life now. It's not your life now. It's not. I promise you, it's not your life now. It's not your life now. And I speak peace upon your life. I speak patience. I speak new life. I speak joy. I speak happiness. You will be happy again. You will see peace again. You will see joy again. You will see celebration again. Things will work out well again. That marriage will be okay again. Everything is going to work out the way you anticipated. So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. So it's not that we are giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside, it often looks like things are falling apart on us. On the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without His unfolding grace. Without that unfolding grace. So don't give up. Keep sticking with His word. He's going to come true for you. He's going to come true for you. He's going to come true for you. Now this too shall pass has a long history. But this origin cannot be pinned down to just a person. This too shall pass is a reminder for us all that regardless how happenstance of life, you know, when things happen and how it is dealt for us, it's hands for us in life, it will soon pass. Therefore, we can say that the one occurring thing in life that is viable on this universe is change. In life, we are given the choice to become aligned with the righteousness of God, aligned with His promises, aligned with Him, or to settle in the nest of disobedience. There's choices, I believe. It's a life and death. It's in what? It's in the tongue. He said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. But for me and my household, I don't know about you, but for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. So would you choose that? Would you make that wise choice today? Would you make that wise choice to say, Lord, I surrender my life to you. I give you everything I have in me. Lord, come into my heart and be the center and the ruler of all. Would you make that choice today? Would you? Or would you fall back to your old nest of disobedience? Or would you align yourself with the righteousness of God? I believe align with what this popular poet said in his poem. He said, if, when he wrote, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposter syndrome just the same, this was from the second standards of his famous poem, has a phrase that is often attributed to the New Testament, except that it is not there. From the cradle to the coffin, afflictions and so are the appointed lot of man. He comes into this world with a wailing cry, and he often leaves it with an agonizing groan. Well, in this earth, we call it the valley of tears. For it is worth with them in infants, youth, manhood, and old age. And in every land, in every climate, scene of misery and wretchedness, everywhere meets the eye. Beside this deeper grief and heart-rending sorrow which lies concealed. But it's not all. The scene of life does not end here on this earth. The picture of life doesn't. Our vision only allow us to see up to dirt. See up to when we die. But we don't see beyond the dead. Because to see a man die without Christ is standing at a distance. And seeing a man fall from the lofty cliff, we see him fall, but we do not see the crash on the rock below. So we see a dead man, a man die. But when we gaze upon the lifeless corpse, in the case of him who dies without a saving interest in Christ, we don't see how his soul falls with a mighty crash upon the rock of God, eternal justice. So even though we cannot see beyond the veil, we can appreciate that the promises of God, God's words, are true. It's yea and amen. You see, real quick, bad times do not always pass, and things do not always get better. I'm going to say it again. Bad times do not always pass, and things do not always get better. But that doesn't mean, let's go back to the test real quick. That doesn't mean, so we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside, it often looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside, where God is making new life. Where God is making new life. So we experience a lot of things in life that do not pass. There's some areas in life that leaves a scar like a long ago injury. It's evident, right? The Bible never promises that if you simply wait it out, life will get better. What it does say is, the things which are not seen are external. Now, this is the big difference. One of the reasons we as Christians are able to survive the pitfall and problem of this world is we know that they simply do not compare with the hope we have in heaven. For all our focus on here and now is to make this clear. Eternity matters. Heaven matters. That is the goal. That is the goal. And no one can take it away from us. No one can. You see, heaven is not a reward for being good. You're shocked, right? It's the home we were created for, made possible for us in Christ Jesus. Paul is saying that not only do our current problem rank unimpressive in comparison to that which is yet to come, because they are actually preparing us for that eternity. Our problems are not simply meant to be borne like another burden. They are the crucible in which God tempers us and forms us to be ready for eternity. In life, there will be pain and there will be the ever presence of problem. But the promises to never leave us nor forsake us. But through it all, we ask to trust Him, even though with our trials, that they are to prepare us for His eternal glory. We will not let suffering, our current circumstances to take away the joy and the hope He has made us for. We are not giving up simply because we are going through the challenges, and every night we cry and every day we wish it all ends. Every day. The hope we have in the grand adventure of heaven, the joy of life in sweet communion with God, sin, pain, and hurt all fades away as we become all God has planned for us to become. The moment you begin to align yourself with Him, the moment you begin to surrender yourself with Him, you begin to see that what you were struggling for, what you were struggling to leave, automatically begins to fade away. The sin, the pain, the hurt. Will all things pass? No, but that's okay. Even Paul said, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Because they're unimpressive in comparison to what is waiting for us. So let's hold on to that hope, even in the midst of the crucible time of ours. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. And how do I know it will pass? Because I have His word to hold on to. I have His promises to hold on to. So this too shall pass. No failure is final. The wings don't define us. Don't define us. None of it lasts. The best is ahead. With all this is finished. It's just the beginning. Love never ends. This too shall pass. So, in closing, it's not too late to begin again. I'm going to say it. It's not too late to begin again. Because in everything, He's working for our good. And if it's not okay, it simply means it's not the end. Just hold on. He will carry you through. Though the sorrow may last for a night. Come on. Though that pain may last for a night. Though that suffering may last for a night. But joy comes in the morning. Yeah. It comes in the morning. This too shall pass. Bye-bye. See you in the next one. Welcome to Dead Valleys. And I'm just going to talk about something very important here. So stick with me. I'm talking about no gray. And it's simply coming from the text. Joshua 24 verse 15, he said, "Choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord." That is a popular scripture that we know. And just in case it's not popular to you, oh, you've heard it. But I want to read it from the Message Bible. And if you decide that it's a bad thing to worship God, then choose a God you would rather serve. And do it today. Choose one of the gods your ancestors worship from the country beyond the river, or one of the gods of the Amorite on whose land you are now living. As for me and my family, worship God. Worship God. So I decided to talk about this, and I pray you listen to every word of it, because I feel at some point in everybody's life, we feel like this. Okay, we feel when we are in between choosing God or choosing the way of the word. We get in between. Sometimes I'm split into two. Part of me loves the word, and the other loves God. So what do I do? I know you feel like that too. Today's a Sunday, you're in church, and the Monday, you're somewhere else. So what do? I want to be saved, you want to be saved, but I got to stay cool too. And no, I can tell you, I'm not a fool. I know eventually we all have to choose. You cannot be singing and be worshiping together. You cannot mix it. Even the Bible talked about putting a new wine in an old stout, in an old steak. You cannot mix it. You can't mix it. You cannot mix it. I can tell you, you cannot mix it. But you don't want to lose either. You don't want to lose your ticket into heaven and a chance to be used by God. So if it's God that you are after, if it's really God you're after, then you cannot serve two masters. And before something happens, you've got to turn it all around. Because see, I know, and I believe you know, that you cannot have your cake and eat it too. Because it's real easy to stay on the fence and still do you. And it would be cool if we could love the Lord and still do our thing, right? But see, it doesn't work like that. I've tried it. It didn't work. I've tried doing my thing while loving God. It didn't work. You have to choose. And that is why Joshua 24 verse 15 is very potent in dead valleys. He said, even though I walk through the valley, you can't walk through the valley. You have to choose in the midst of the valley. You have to choose if you're going to be for God, if you're going to be the world. Because it's a guide to the end of the tunnel. Though the soul may last for night, but joy comes in the morning, is a guide. You have to choose. You have to choose. You got to be black or white. You have to choose. No gray, right? See, I've realized when it comes to sin, you just don't compromise. It is a matter of death and life. So you have the choice. Be weak and do wrong, or be strong and do right. Think about it. And I don't want to keep going to church, you know, singing all about how much he's worth. and then continue sinning, doing my third, living as if I didn't care that God is hot. Because when we sin, God is hot. It's like cheating in a marriage against your spouse. No one is going to be happy about that. It's like defrauding God and still be smiling at him. No one is going to be happy. So I don't want to go to church every Sunday singing, praising of how much he's worth, and then the same day or the next day continue doing my dirt, continue sinning, living as if we don't care that it's hot. Because if it's God you're after, if it's really God you're after, you cannot serve two masters. So we're going to pray a prayer right now. Yeah. So let's close our eyes and bow our heads. Lord, I really need you to help me. I really need you to get it together for me. Because I don't want to continue living on the fence. I know eventually I will have to choose. And I don't want to lose my ticket into heaven and a chance not to be used by you. Because it is easy to stay on the fence and still do you. And I don't want to get to the point where I will have to convince myself that it will be cool if I can love God and still do my things, still continue in sin. Because I've been made to understand that it doesn't work like that. It has to be black and white. And your word has confirmed it in Joshua 24 verse 15. That you have to choose. And Lord, help me. That the choices I've made to serve you for the rest of my life, help me to stick by it. Help me to do things that will please you. Help me to do things that will make you happy and not do things that will hurt you. Help me not to stay on the fence and still do. It's easy to stay on the fence, but help me to choose you as I walk through dead valleys. As I walk through trials, as I walk through tribulations, to stick by you and not be moved by circumstances and situations. And even when during the trials of Job, he stuck by you. He heard his word so firm by you that you will make a way. So to everyone who is on the fence, what do I do? Help them to choose you and to stick by it. Thank you. For in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Now if you just prayed that prayer, I just want to tell you that I'm so glad for you. I'm so happy for you. And I know that God is going to see you too. It's not going to take time. It takes God. And God will be there with you and the choices that you've made to serve him with the whole of your heart. Thank you. See you next time.